Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, live and feeder futures set to open significantly lower this morning, pressured by larger-than-expected June placement and larger July 1 feeder cattle supplies. The hog contract seems staged to begin at least moderately lower this morning, checked by slowly shifting fundamentals. Now, county cattle feeding country be typically quiet today, as buyers and sellers are focusing exclusively on the distribution of new show lists. We expect the last month's offering to be somewhat larger than last week. Live and feeder futures should open significantly lower, primarily pressured by larger-than-expected June placement, confirmed by Friday's Cattle on Feed report. The hog buyers should start the week by leaning into the case market by as much as a buck. Country sales drifted slow lower last week as receipts gradually increased. That pattern could be extended this week, especially if the pork carcass runs out of gas, as the break and cutouts suggested on Friday. Lean contracts are staged to open moderately lower, thanks to signs of developing defensiveness in fundamentals. Now, end-of-week selling took crop markets lower, as forecasts put a little more rain in the Midwest for the next few days, and the forecast for the next week favors rain. The corn and soybeans still finished Friday higher and higher for the week, following gains the previous days related to fund buying and the latest U.S. drought monitor that expanded the area of moderate drought in the western Midwest and central plains. The three wheat markets were followers and closed lower for the day Friday. Spring wheat was higher for the week as concerns remain about the crop. Spring wheat contracts remain above key moving averages, with September's RSI at 61. Corn closed about 11 cents lower Friday to wipe out the previous day's gains, but still finished higher for the week. New crop December came to rest just above chart support at the 20-day moving average, with an RSI of 49.6, and the soybeans closed a few cents lower but remained higher for the week, with new crop contracts staying well above $10. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close, August live cattle was up 55 cents, 116.42. October up 32 cents, 117.40. August feeder cattle up 67 cents, 152.95. September up 82 cents at 153.15. August hogs unchanged, 81.10, and the October was down 62 cents, 67.22. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September was down 7 3/4 at 4.96. December down 7.5 at 5.22 3/4. Chicago wheat down 6.5, 4.99 1/4. December down 6 3/4 at 5.22 1/2. September corn down 11 1/4, 3.79 3/4. And December was down 11 1/4, 3.93 1/2. August soybeans down 4 1/4 at 10.09. September down 4 cents at 10.14 1/4. October cotton down 41, 68.73. December down 11, 68.31. And September crude oil up 30 at 46.08. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.